before I am even aware of my actions. My bow is loaded with the arrow pointed straight at his heart. Peter raises his eyebrows, and I see the knife has already left his hand on its way to the lake where it splashes in the water. I drop my weapon and take a step back, my face burning in what can only be shame. "No," he says, "do it." Peter limps toward me and thrusts the weapons back in my hands. "I can't," I say. "I won't." "Do it before they send those mutts back or something. I don't want to die like Cato," he says. "Then you shoot me," I say furiously, shoving the weapons back at him. "You shoot me and go home and live with it." And I say it. I know death right here, right now, would be the easier of the two. "You know I can't," Peter says, discarding the weapons. "Fine. I'll go first anyway." He leans down and rips the bandage off his leg, eliminating the final barrier between his blood and the earth. "No, you can't kill yourself," I say. I'm on my knees, desperately plastering the bandage back onto his wound. "Katniss," he says, "it's what I want." "You're not leaving me here alone," I say, because if he dies, I'll never go home, not really. I'll spend the rest of my life in this arena, trying to think my way out. "Listen," he says, pulling me to my feet. "We both know they have to have a victor. It can only be one of us. Please, take it. For me." And he goes on about how he loves me, what life would be without me. But I've stopped listening, because his previous words are trapped in my head, thrashing desperately around. "We both know they have to have a victor." Yes, they have to have a victor. Without a victor, the whole thing would blow up in the game makers' faces. They'd have failed the capital, might possibly even be executed slowly and painfully while the cameras broadcast it to every screen in the country. If Peter and I were both to die, or they thought we were... My fingers fumble with the pouch on my belt, freeing it. Peter sees it, and his hand clamps on my wrist. "No, I won't let you." "Trust me," I whisper. He holds my gaze for a long moment, then lets me go. I loosen the top of the pouch and pour a few spoonfuls of berries into his palm. Then I fill my own. "On the count of three?" Peter leans down and kisses me once, very gently. "The count of three," he says. We stand, our backs pressed together, our empty hands locked tight. "Hold them out. I want everyone to see," he says. I spread out my fingers, and the dark berries glisten in the sun. I give Peter's hand one last squeeze as a signal, as a goodbye, and we begin counting. "One, maybe I'm wrong. Two, maybe they don't care if we both die. Three, it's too late to change my mind. I lift my hand to my mouth, taking one last look at the world. The berries have just passed my lips when the trumpets begin to blare. The frantic voice of Claudius Templesmith shouts above them, "Stop! Stop! Ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to present the victors of the 74th Hunger Games, Katniss Everdeen and Peter Mellark. I give you the Tributes of District 12.